Hello?
Hello, my name is Renee, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Well, I got a I'm not even sure if this is you, but I got a notification from my credit card company that someone tried to purchase something today for $106 on my credit card. And I was just wondering if you could help me out with it because, they declined it, but I don't know how they got it. I don't even know if that's you. It came up as Gadget Max Supply
That's my
Incredible.
name.
That's all it
That
shows. Is that you?
sounds like so. In order to find out, I'm gonna need some information from you. What is your zip code, ma'am?
43147.
And what is your first and last name?
Linda Close, Close.
All right, can you verify your shipping address for me?
260 Colony Park Drive, Pickerington, Ohio.
All right, thank you for that, ma'am. Give me one second while your account is loading.
Okay.
Ma'am,
Yes.
I do see here that you have are the Luna Act, the Luna Active. I want to say it's gummies.
Oh, is that what this is?
Yes, ma'am. You
Okay.
had got
36.
the trial. You paid the $6.95 for the trial, and after that trial, you was shut. You were basically trying to get charged the 106 for the pills, ma'am, after the
Well,
trial.
I first of all, I didn't receive anything. I didn't receive anything. I do remember ordering the gummies. But I haven't received anything, and I didn't know it was going to be a 106.36. The charge was declined. Do you show that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. But why? I mean, I haven't received my $6.95 order. I don't want to cancel that, but I don't want to pay $106. They told me to try again if I recognize it. Of course, I didn't recognize that this was the name of the gummies that I ordered would come from Gadget Max
It's because that
Supply.
is that's the merchant of those gummies, ma'am.
Okay. Well, can you tell me where my original order might be?
But that is the original order. Right now I cannot because it's a holiday and USPS is not running up right now, so I can't even tell you where they're at. But I can give you the tracking number, so tomorrow you can track it.
Okay. Now, I don't. If my payment was declined for the 106, I'm not going to pay that. So, I'm not going to resubmit it because that's too much money. I just wanted to try it, and that's why I ordered the trial. But I had no idea it was going to be this much, and even before I got my original order to try it out. So, can you just cancel this?
Oh man, what if I was to put your account on a 60-day hold so you can actually see that it does work? So you can actually, if you want to continue, you can actually, if you want to continue, you can call back before February 25th and cancel it.
25th to cancel. Okay. Because right now you haven't been paid. I'm assuming the 695 went through. because they didn't send me anything about that. But this is the date is today at 8:47 a.m. That's why I think that sounds pretty
Yeah,
strange too.
because it is the because it's a 7 day trial, ma'am, and the 25th is the 7th day. It starts as soon as you place the purchase. It lets you know in the terms and conditions about that. So you pay the 60, you pay the postage for the pills right away, and
Yeah.
right when you place the order, that's when the 7 days trial starts.
Yeah. See, I,
That's why that
without having
option.
received my, you know, having received that order, I have no idea. So I guess you can put it on a hold. I mean, you haven't been paid, so I guess it won't impact my card because I don't want to lose control of my card, you know. February 25th is the day to let you know if I want them or not.
If you wanted to keep them or not. Yeah, if you wanted to keep it going.
Okay, so it's $106 for 30 pills or 30 gummies. Is that what it is? Do you know?
For what exactly what it is.
Yeah, I mean,
Give me
what's
one.
the quantity for 100? That's very expensive.
It's actually 106 per bottle.
Per bottle. And how many? So I must have just ordered one. Okay, well you can hold it for until the 25th if you want to, but I can tell you right now I'm not going to be able to afford that. I'm on a fixed income and I really
Well,
had no idea
what if I
that it
were
was
to
going to be that
do?
much money anyway. And you know, usually when I do a trial thing, you know, at least I have them to try them out, and I don't even have them, so
All right,
you
what if
know.
I was to do 35% on future shipments after that
Well,
sixty day after that
I
sixty
don't
day
know
trial?
whether they work or not, so that I can't tell you know, to do that yet, because I don't. Why don't you give me the tracking number so I can at least track and see where that original order went?
All right, so the tracking number is, you got a pen?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, it's 9400 1112
Okay.
0621 3791
Okay.
9346
Okay.
67.
6, 7. Okay. Yeah, I'll wait until Monday when things calm down and then try to figure out what's going on, but I doubt I'm going to be able to do this because, like I said, I'm on a fixed income and that's a lot of money. Especially if I haven't tried them out, you know what I mean? So I'm not going to give you my number again. What will you try to do? Put it through again if it was declined?
I want to say so. I'm not so sure, ma'am.
Okay, well, you know, don't. If you put it through again, they're going to decline it again because I told them I didn't have any idea what this was, you know, being you know, your name there didn't make any sense to me. That's why I'm calling you. So let's just I'll wait until Monday. I'll see where the shipment is and then I'll contact you all again, okay?
Give me one second, man. Let me put this in real quick.
Okay. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here, man. I'm working. I'm
Okay.
working. I'm still working on it. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's okay.
All right, man, I was able to get that extension done. Do you have any more questions or concerns?
No, I don't guess so right now. I just have to find out where my, you know, my original trial order is, and I guess I'll have to do that on Monday. But I'll call back. I'll talk to you guys before the February 25th.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, ma'am. Thank you again.
So,
What's up?
no, I appreciate your help. I probably should have read that email. You know, but it probably would have said on the original package, you have 7 days or whatever.
It would have said
And
that
for
in the terms and conditions of the website when you were placing the order, ma'am.
okay, see, I didn't read it all. I just saw that, you know, all you have to pay is the six whatever, and so my fault as well. But I'll call back before the 25th if you've got that set, because you know, they're not going to honor the purchase unless I call you back and give you the number again, is what the email said to me. You know, if it didn't go through and you want to try again, do it. But you know, that's why I'm calling you. I'm not going. I don't want you to try to process again because I haven't received anything. You know, so I don't know whether it's worth $106 every month or not. You know, haven't never tried it, so I'll wait and see where my original package is. Of course, I'm calling from Ohio, and we had that bad storm, so they haven't delivered the mail in 2 days. So that could be why I haven't received anything. We got hit on Friday, really with really bad weather. So, you know, they haven't picked up our trash or delivered the mail for 2 days. So I'll just keep my eyes open, but I'll call Monday. I'll call the, it was UPS, you said?
USPS.
Oh, the post office then, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's who I need to call because I misunderstood you. USPS. Okay. That's all for right now, okay? Thank you for your help.
No problem, ma'am. Thank you again for calling customer support.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.